Triple M Rocks Saturday Arvo Footy. Triple M Rocks the Footy. For Harvey Norman Home Appliances.
Another Saturday NRL highlight. Dell has Gerd's old jersey.
Gerd, I don't know if you remember this, but I've got your jersey from that 2000 game where...
How many points did you score? 26?
Yeah. But I've still got your jersey, yeah. And it's actually, I've got it in storage. I don't even use
it. Don't even use it? What would you use
it
for?
You've got it in storage. Where is it?
Well, mate, because I swapped jerseys with like guys like Tana Umanga, Jason Robinson over the years, blokes who are...
Probably, and they're all framed in the pool.
But I'm telling you, yeah. I've got your jersey. If you wanted it back, I'll give it to you, mate. You want it back?
Oh, I'd love to have that one back. But do you want, because we obviously swapped, do you want, yours has got a little bit of blood and a couple of sprig marks on it.
No.
A couple of size 11 and a half, I don't know if they're mine. Would you like to have yours back?
No,
do a swap?
No, just give it to a charity or something, because I was going to
I've been trying to.
You are such an idiot, Ryan Gerlach.
Hello and welcome.
I'm still trying.
Saturday Triple M NRL. We're coming to you live from Amy Park. It is finals footy. The final series has got underway last night. The Roosters 24, the Broncos 22 at the Tyre Power scoreboard today. That will be Melbourne Storm taking on the Eels in that qualifying final this afternoon. And it is Cam Smith's 256th NRL game. He breaks Darren Lockyer's record. So much to look forward to as the afternoon here in Melbourne unfolds. How many of you... Your final campaign, finals campaigns, how many did you enjoy, Ryan Gerlach?
I think three, Tony, three or four. Not many, not enough. That's why I was so happy for Michael Gordon.
Yeah.
Yeah, because he's at the stage of his career now where he realises how hard they are to get, you know, deep into the finals, and he's got an opportunity now to get into the big dance. And, you know, I only got into one grand final, fortunate enough to win it, but didn't play in enough finals. Had a real tough time every year sitting back and watching the finals.
But did it feel very different? I mean, here we are in the first week of a final. Still, Parramatta comes to Amy Park. They're playing at Melbourne's home ground. You know, they would do that during a regular season. The feeling as you run out, how different is it?
There's just the whole week's so different, Tone, because it's just, everyone says, oh, it's a new competition, but it's just, there's so much more energy. You're kind of waiting for those last couple of games to finish, to be honest, because you just got your eye on the finals, especially when you know you're going to be in there and you know you're actually going to be competing for the title. And then just that first week of, then the excitement of training, fans start coming down watching you train, and the whole, especially if you're like Penrith, a community where, you know, everyone's into it. So, yeah, it affects everything. It's a wonderful time of year. Unfortunately, like Wendell, I mean, Wendell got to play. How many series did you play in, Del?
I don't know off the top of my head, but I think 11 series, part of 4 premierships, 1-3. So, yeah, I was very lucky to play in some good teams, boys. But,
not that he crunched those numbers off the top of it.
That's ridiculous.
No, but it was...
Didn't you play in the finals, Wendell, should be the question.
Yeah, no, but look, I was lucky. Even when I came back from my time out of the game in 2008, we got to the finals, and then I think Manly knocked us out of Brookvale. And then, obviously, 2009, Parramatta, and the Broncos ended us. But to play in that final series, and listening to Michael Gordon, mate, I just would have expected him to play in a prelim. So, mate, you're happy for guys who haven't, you know, been a part of that. But it is a great time of the year, and that's why we're all so excited as fans.
Yeah, and it should be a great one here this afternoon. But right now, it's time for this.
What does the fox say?
Foxy. Yeah, Jimmy Fox, it's finals time. Give it to me, Jimmy Foxy. You're very, very foxy today.
Well, seeing how it's finals time,
yeah,
let's start with a finals theme. And just want to pay tribute to Cameron Smith. 356 matches, he'll pass Darren Lockyer's record today. But what a lot of people don't know is just the effort that this guy went to. Tony, he hasn't always been the most naturally gifted footballer, but he's just been prepared to work hard. And when he was 17 years old, he drove all the way from Brisbane to Melbourne with his parents to come and meet Craig Bellamy and the Melbourne Storm people. That was how his journey to this club began.
That was after he missed out on the Queensland under-17s team.
He did miss out, and he also had an opportunity where Wayne Bennett called him into the Brisbane Broncos. He sat in Wayne's office with his parents as well. Wayne rolled the red carpet out and said, mate, we want you here. We see you as an absolute gun player for the future. But he decided there was a better opportunity at the Melbourne Storm. Richard Swain was their number one hooker, and then aside from that. They didn't really have another noted number nine. So he made the decision to come down here, and look, what an absolute magnificent career he's been able to forge here. So congratulations to Cameron. Elsewhere, look, there's so many other hot topics in the game at the moment, isn't there, Tone? We saw Matty Moylan earlier in the week and his issue with the Penrith Panthers. He's been given some time off to deal with some personal issues. I just get the feeling, Tone, as though this... we haven't heard the end of this story yet. I get the feeling as though, from what I've heard, I don't think Matty Moylan's overly happy with the way that this has been played out at Penrith and the comments that have been made in terms of his state. I think he's gone and done one counselling session. I don't know that he's going to do too many more. But I just get the feeling as though... I don't think we're going to see him at the Penrith Panthers next season. It's really sad because he's a local junior.
So you're saying that it's being painted at something other than a football issue when that's at forward?
My understanding is that it is a football issue. My understanding is that he doesn't see eye to eye with his head coach, Anthony Griffin, and that is the main reason why Matty has been dissatisfied at the foot of the mountain. So, again, a lot of rival clubs are circling here. A lot of them are monitoring, headed by the Sharks, headed by West Tigers. I think the Sharks would love to try and do a switch with James Maloney. Don't know whether Phil Gould will go for that or not, but certainly Ivan Cleary and the West Tigers are very, very keen at trying to get Matt Moylan. What a replacement he would be for James Tedesco going to the Sydney Roosters. It would be a perfect, seamless style of a fit. And then elsewhere, of course, we spoke to Josh Reynolds. He's now finished his tenure at the Bulldogs, but so much focus over the entire season has been on the Bulldogs and it's been on Des Hasler. I can tell you that the review hasn't started, the Bulldogs football department, yet. The chairman, Ray Dibb, wants to head that up, but plenty of people are suggesting that Des could be gone as early as next week from the Bulldogs. Certainly they have made discreet inquiries to other coaches headed by Dean Pay, and even I think Brent Reed from the Oz and from Triple M touched on last night in his mail that Michael Maguire's name had also been tossed up as a possible replacement. So expect some movement there over the course of the next week, Tone.
Think Michael Maguire would be a good fit, Gerds, for...
Yeah, I do. Dogs? Yeah, look, I think,
assuming Des go, obviously.
Yeah, there was a little bit of talk about, obviously, you know, Madge and South Sydney for the last probably 6 months, almost the whole season. But the way that South Sydney finished showed me that the players were certainly playing for Madge and playing for each other, and that's always a good sign. So I think in the end I was a little bit caught off guard by the whole Madge Maguire situation, I think, as everyone was. But, look, I hope he stays in the NRL. I've heard that he could go to the English Super League, but I think he's got a lot to offer an NRL club from the way that he built South Sydney up, and he's been through some really good systems and put some good structures in place. So, yeah, I think Madge has got a lot to offer, and I think he'd be a good fit at the Bulldogs. I think he'd be a good fit up north as well. So I think he'll get one of those jobs. He comes in with a great CV. He's a premiership-winning coach, and I think he's got a lot to offer.
Gold Coast was another club that was being touted. But there was also the Walker brothers as an idea for them. I'd love to see the Walker brothers.
Oh, yeah, you'd love to see them get a crack. They do things just a little bit differently. Yeah. They think outside the square. They've had a lot of success in the Q Cup, so you'd love to see them get an opportunity. I'm not sure whether anybody will be prepared to take that much of a risk, because it would be a little bit of a punt, but certainly they are a wonderful story. But just going back to South Sydney, Gerds, and the way that they handled the whole shaking hands and parting company with Michael Maguire. Gee, they did it well.
They did it well.
They nipped it in the bud. They did it quick. They had a board meeting. They spoke to Russell Crowe. They were respectful towards Madge. They absolutely acknowledge what a huge contribution he's made to that club. Smashed a 43-season premiership drought. But the reality is they hadn't made two final series for 2 years in a row, Tone, so they decided they needed to go in a different direction. But I just think the way that they handled it, you look at the Bulldogs and you look at what an absolute mess that club has been all season in terms of how they've dealt with Des Hasler's
tenure. This is like the third Des review, isn't it?
It's actually been really disrespectful to Des.
The
way that they have done it and the way that they've just allowed it to play out in the press. And there needs to be somebody there stand up and show some leadership. And at this point in time, I just don't see it.
I think that with Madge, it might have been hard for him to swallow originally, and it might have caught him off guard as well. But I think it's one of those decisions that in maybe 6 months, both parties might sit there and go, you know what? That was just the right thing to do at the right time. I think he'll go to another club and he'll have success there. And I think the South, they needed a new voice. And I think Seibold, for mine, I don't know the guy, I know Wendell's tight with him, but from what I've what I've heard and what I can gather, he looks like the right guy for the job, and he's an innovator, and I love having those guys come into our game and try different methods and do different things. And he seems like a young guy. He understands the media. He's always willing to talk like the other young coaches that come through, and I think he's going to be great for the Bunnies. And I think, yeah, eventually it'll be a good call for both parties.
He's super impressive, Anthony Seibold. You're right, he does absolutely get it in terms of how to handle the media, but also how to handle all aspects of coaching. I've spoken to a lot of the players over the course of the last week since he got appointed, and they're all huge fans. I've not had anybody say a bad word about him. Open-minded and absolutely, yeah, prepared to take some risks and do things a little bit differently. Reminds me a lot of Trent Robinson when he was first coming through, and obviously he had a hell of a lot of success. Tony won a premiership in his first season.
We're going to be joined very shortly by Brett Finch, a veteran of both clubs who are on display here today. We'll get to him in a little while. Then, of course, we'll do the NRL stock market as well. That is all ahead. Remember, you can hear the Swans and Essendon today live on Triple M DAB Radio, Sydney's best coverage, and that starts from 3 o'clock. That's a huge game of footy, an elimination for the Swans and Essendon. Those fans would remember the last time they played at the SCG. Essendon led by 3 goals, which just a couple of minutes to go, and the Swans...
What a remarkable turnaround from them, though, Tony. I mean, didn't they have the whole of last season? Was it last year they had off, or the year before?
The Bombers.
Yeah, they suspended last year, were they?
Yeah, they were. A lot of players...
A lot of their list was suspended last year.
Yeah.
They still were in the competition, but they didn't fire a shot, because they were missing all their gun players. They had to get a heap of other...
But a lot of young kids got AFL experience, got an opportunity now, mixed with those guys who have come back, Joe Watson and the like, Dyson Heppel, all those boys. They will be formidable opposition for the Swans, who are travelling brilliantly after that 0-6 start. But as I said, live on Triple M DAB Radio from 3 o'clock this afternoon. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. The legal landscape can be confusing. So if you have a claim, just ask the question at askbrydens.com.au. Triple M. Just rocking the footy.
Oh, isn't it?
As we like to do. And the footy we are rocking today comes to you from Amy Park, Melbourne. We are here live as the Storm takes on the Parramatta Eels. 4 o'clock is kickoff. Dan Ganane will join you then. Ryan Girdle, of course, is here with you. James Hooper will be on the sidelines. Wendell Saylor has duties at Allianz Stadium in Sydney. That call, of course, will be tonight. So much ahead. What a weekend of sport. It's a perfect time of year. Codes are colliding. It's all happening, and it's also finals footy. It wouldn't be anywhere else in the world. Time now, though, for this.
Nobody knows if the stock is going to go up.
The Triple M NRL stock market.
You know why? Because all those teams are already in here. They're in the finals. That's what we play for. Oh, that's what you play for. That's what I watch for.
You play when you were a junior, mate. Come on.
Oh, I did not. I'm very, very good. I'm underrated.
Yeah, that's right. He wanted to run at me a couple of weeks ago, remember?
Yeah, I did want to run at you.
Right.
And you backed down. Why did that not ever happen?
Yeah. Oh, your wife rang me and said, please don't.
Really?
Please don't allow him to run at you.
Really? Gordon Tallis came into Fox the other couple of days later and said, you should have run at him.
Gordon never did.
Oh, hard man Girdler.
Anyway, that's not the story.
Tune in for Sunday Triple M tomorrow.
Yeah.
That will be good. So we thought we'd go for the other end of the competition table, those teams that haven't made it this year. The stock market then for you three, we're just going to move through them fairly quickly to see whether you're buying, selling or holding on their chances of maybe making September action in season 2018. I'm going to start. We've had them on the stock market for almost every week this year. It is the Dragons, who last week, of course, through the Bulldogs, they led 20-14 with just 10 minutes to go, and yet still managed to concede 2 tries to miss out on a final spot. What are you doing, James Hooper, for them in 2018?
Well, I've got caught holding a lot of their stock, Tame, because I kept backing them all season and kept having a nibble and a nibble. And
you did.
So they have sent me up in smoke a fair bit. But having said all of that, I'm still going to try and salvage something out of the wreckage. So I'm going to stick solid on the back of Ben Hunt arriving. I think he's a really key signing. I think
James Graham?
Yes, absolutely. I think that if Ben Hunt had been there this leading into this finals campaign, then he's a style of game management player who could have taken them into September. So I'm buying.
Birds?
Yeah, I'm absolutely buying. I think they'll be really good next year. Those additions you spoke about, and yeah, Ben Hunt, they just missed a seven this year, didn't they? I mean, McCrone tried his best, but yeah, they get someone to the caliber of Ben coming down, and Josh Dugan moves on, but I just think they've got some players there that are going to be able to sort of fill that void, and I think they'll be in the eight next year.
Pigdell?
Yeah, I'm buying, mate. I'm buying. I didn't think that Ben Hunt was worth that price tag, but you know there was, the game was on the line last night, and he came up with a big play. If he can sort of take that sort of form into the Dragons, I think they'll be all right. And I'm disappointed for Paul McGregor. I just, you know, he's given so much of that club this year, and I reckon there's a few players there that can't look him in the eye. So disappointing for the Dragons.
Staying with you, Del, then your mate, yeah. Anthony Seibold, he takes over at South Sydney.
Yeah, I'm buying. I'm all in here, mate. He's done his time. He's been to Cardiff. He's coached there. He's went to Mackay Cutters. He's done the assistant job. So he's coached the Queensland 18s and that. He's very good, very articulate, and he's a very good people person too. So I'm all in for Anthony Seibold. So I'm sure he'll do a good job with the Bunnies.
Good.
Yeah, I'm going to buy the Bunnies too. Yeah, I think Gagai comes down. Obviously, Inglis comes back, and yeah, fresh voice there. And I think they'll have a decent season next year.
Those young players.
Yeah, I'm in too, Tone. I'm in too. I like what I see from
the Bunnies. All right, so very positive so far. What about the Doggies then? As we heard, they've lost Josh Reynolds. They've lost Graham as well, James Graham. Gertz, what do you think?
No, I can't have any of the Dogs. I don't know who their coach is going to be. And obviously, you've got a couple of players potentially coming, but aren't registered at this point. That'll happen, you would think. But look, they've got a really good roster when you have a look at it. But I need to see who's driving the boat. Otherwise, I'm not going to comment.
No. big man, what do you think, Del?
Yeah, no, I'm not interested in taking any of the Dogs because mate, your front office has got to be okay. You can't have the players worrying about what's happening in the front office and they don't know what's happening themselves. You got to know who's coaching. So I'm with Gerds, mate. No buys for the big Del.
Yeah, it's a fire sale, Tone. Everything must go. Unfortunately, Desi's Ponzi scheme has bitten him on the bull-eye pass, and I just think their salary cap is in such a mess.
Wait, stop there. That's the best rhyming slang I've ever had.
Haven't you heard
because it works on so many levels. The bull-eye pass. That is so good. Yeah. Wow, just writing that down for my own personal use.
Yeah, so the Ponzi scheme just hasn't worked. I understand the logic behind it, but it's gone pear-shaped, and it's going to take a long time, I feel, for whoever does coach the Bulldogs next year, because the salary cap is in such a mess. It's going to take them a little while to be able to fix that. So, yeah, no,
Des
definitely
is going
fire
off to sell Amway, which would be good. shampoo, anybody? What about the Tigers, Big Del?
Yeah, I'm buying, mate. I think the Tigers have shown with some of their players now, some of those young players playing out of position, that they can do some really good things, and especially with Josh Reynolds, Russell Packer there, and the big man, Ben Madalena. So I'm buying in West Tigers. I'm all in with the West Tigers. They'll go all right, the West Tigers. And big Benji Marshall going back there.
Wendell, are you eating? You sound like...
No. Full of food. No, I'm chewing. Sorry, mate.
Okay.
Yeah. So when you're all in, you're mixing the stock market with some kind of casino game. Action, poker. Game, but that's all right.
I'm buying. Well, you want me to make the terms, mate? I'm buying. I'm all in. I'm buying. I'm buying the West Tigers. Come on, mate.
I'm buying. I'm clear. All in.
I'm in. Red is that what black? You want?
Just clear as mud.
Always been on black. You know that.
Good.
I'll have a nibble at the Tigers as well. Yeah, I like. I'm not all in on the Tigers, but I'll buy a little bit. I think they've got some improvement to do. I think they'll be better next year, but I still think they're a couple of years away from really giving it a good shake.
There's a lot of improvers in this bottom half, or potential, aren't they? Because Newcastle is going to be an improver, whether they're improving enough to get to the eight. Do you like what you're seeing there?
Oh, absolutely, yeah. I think there's no question, Tone, that they can make the finals next year. You look at the players that they've bought, and they've still got a little bit of money up their sleeve. They're still manoeuvring behind the scenes to try and get James Maloney for next year. So if they land a player of his calibre to go along with young Ponga and also Sean Kenny-Dowell and Aidan Guerra and Herman Essiesi and Tau Tau Maga, good signs for the Knights.
Yep, I'll buy the Knights. Yeah, I'll invest in Nathan Brown, just what he's been able to produce there in the last couple of seasons. And Hoops mentioned some of the talent coming in, but I've been impressed with some of the development of the talent that's already there. And Brock Lamb and the Saifidi brothers and Lachlan Fitzgibbons out there. So they've got Nathan Ross there. they got the makings of a really good roster. They've got a good attitude, and they're going to trouble some teams.
And it's a good footy town. Yeah. Del, what do you think?
Yeah, mate, I like the Knights. Mate, they got a good coach there. He's brought the right players in, and even these young players that are playing well the last 12 months. But there's a player here, boys, I think you know, Hoops. I'm a massive fan of him. Last couple of years, Mitch Barnett. I reckon in a couple of years he'll be playing some rep football, mate. You know, I think he took on Paul Geller in his first couple of games, and I took a liking to him then as a young bloke, but he's got all the skills and that, and he's tough. And I think he got an award the other night too for Newcastle. So, mate, yeah, I'm having a nibble at that too.
All right, let's head north to the Gold Coast, where the good news is a huge, huge buy. They've got the Logies, which is just going to be sensational next year. The Logies moving from Melbourne to the Gold Coast. Whether that helps the Titans in their pursuit of a premiership, I'm not sure. I'm not sure.
Are you nominated for a Logie, Tony? Is that where we went to say, are you going to the Gold Coast next year?
I've had my one.
Have you won a Logie?
No. I was nominated for a Logie.
Well, for what category?
What category? Best sports show.
Oh, right.
Okay. What do you think? What category? Where's leading actor?
You've read news. I mean, you've seen your pantomimes. I mean, you've done all sorts of things in the entertainment industry.
I'm a Renaissance man.
Yeah, you are.
It wasn't in The Boy from Oz.
I could have been.
So, I was
in West Side Story, thank you very much.
Right,
I played Snowboy.
And that's why the question's not so strange, Tony, because you're a man of many talents. So,
thank you.
What, best sports presenter, like what, in 70s, 80s? Where was it?
It's funny because it's true. Moving on. So what do you think about the Titans? Enough about me. Let's talk about you. What do you think of me? The Titans. Buying, selling, holding.
No, I'm going to sell the Titans.
Okay.
Well, like the NRL are, they're selling them. So there's someone out there who wants to buy them, they can have a little bit of mine. Still without a coach, obviously. Still got some key players, but I still think that they're going to need a year next year to potentially just get themselves back into a sort of decent position. They could be a long-term purchase, but I'm not into a long-term. Yeah. I'm not in any blue chip with the Gold Coast. I'm just going to sell a little bit and just leave them out for the moment.
Instant gratification is all you're interested in, I understand.
Yeah, with some teams, Tony.
What do you think, Del?
Yeah, no, I'm not interested. I want to see the Titans do well. You know, the fans, obviously, when you go to the Gold Coast, mate, they love their footy, but I think they love going to the beach more and there's other things to do, you know, the theme parks there. So, I'm not interested. I think they're still probably 2-3 years away. And they haven't got a coach, you know, at the moment, a full-time coach. So it makes it hard too.
Yeah, so what? Wet and Wild, obviously.
Yeah, Movie World. No good. Dream Movie World. Yeah,
so
where you belong, Dream World.
Okay, what do you think? You buying, selling, holding?
I'm going to buy, Tone, with a caveat, though, Kevvy Walters has to be the head coach.
No,
so I'm not interested unless Kevvy's the head coach.
He's not going to be the head coach.
But if Kevvy is the head coach, then I'll buy, because I think that then means Ash Taylor stays long term. And I think that he'll also be able to attract some very good, strong, big name style of players. And I just rate him as a coach.
Would you keep Jared Hayne long term, Hoops?
No.
Okay.
No.
Warriors. Hoops?
Sell the lot. Everything. Wow. Yeah, must go. No way. Yeah. Very hard to like. No Kieran Foran next year. They had the Kiwi Test spine this year and were arguably the most disappointing side in the competition. So, with respect to the Warriors, very hard to get excited about them.
Del?
No, thank you.
Okay.
Wrong. Yeah, look, I heard yesterday that they've obviously made some signings for next year. They're not the kind of signings that I thought the Warriors need at this point. I mean, Adam Blair's going to go across there now. He's at the back end of his career. Wayne Bennett knows when to sell a player. He knows when to buy one, but he also knows when to sell one. And and the Warriors are a struggling club. I think Adam Blair's the kind of player that, you know, you can bolt onto a side that's going really well, and he plays well and he performs and he can be part of that. But we've seen what he did at the Tigers when he went there in a struggling system. And I just don't think he's the kind of player. And it's no disrespect to Adam, because I think that, you know, he's had a pretty good career, but I just don't think he's the type of player that you build a club around. So I don't understand that. I think they've bought him for 3 or 4 years. He's going to be the captain. He's going to be like their franchise marquee player over there. And I think they've got that decision wrong. And they've also bought Jared Beal. So the players that are leaving as opposed to the players that are coming, I don't see how they're going to improve next year. Same coach, worse roster. How can you buy that?
All right, that's a big sell for you. And finally, team, that's probably been a little bit disappointing. Wendell Saylor, what about the Raiders?
Yeah, I like the Raiders. There's plenty to like about the Raiders. They just didn't play with the same confidence they had last year. They just thought it was going to happen. They should have knocked off Manly in that prelim final. Obviously, Edric Lee didn't have a happy night. And then some of them worked hard in the off-season, but they didn't probably work as hard as they would like to. Ricky obviously wasn't very happy by the end of the season. But, yeah, mate, there's a lot to like about the Raiders. Rapana, Nick Kotrick is Rookie of the Year. Him and Daylight, I know Brayley's played well, but, yeah. So I'm all in for the Raiders.
Okay, and finally, Hoops, Raiders for you.
Yeah, I'll buy the Raiders.
Buy the Raiders, buy the Raiders.
No, I'll sell the Raiders.
Sell the Raiders, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
There you go. Look, we've given you all those fans of teams that don't feature in this year's finals our thoughts on their hopes and dreams for season 2018. Hear every second of Triple M footy wherever you are. Download the Triple M NRL app, but do it now. This is Saturday Triple M NRL doing it for Bryden's Lawyers.
For Bryden's Lawyers, protecting your future. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. With Peter Stern, Tony Squires, Ryan Girdler, Wendell Saylor, and James Hooper.
Oh, what a tackle!
Beautiful tackle!
Triple M rocks the footy.
Lovely to have your company on this Saturday afternoon live from Amy Park in Melbourne. It is the qualifying final. The Eels taking on the Storm in Cameron Smith's 356th NRL game. And what a great pleasure it is to welcome to the commentary box Brett Finch, of course, from the Professor. From are you commentating for today as well for Fox?
Yes,
what's going
I'm on the sideline for Fox. Good afternoon, boys.
How are
Thanks
we?
For having me.
Do you get down here often? Obviously, you spent time with both of these clubs, you know, two of the 45 clubs.
Spent time with a lot of clubs. I spent little time with a lot of clubs. See, we've got hashtag Cam down there. I used to have hashtag Good Riddance.
Exactly. It does. It's a nice touch on the field for those who haven't yet seen it. Obviously, finals, it says, 2017, hashtag Cam356. You played a bit of footy with Cam Smith. Is he okay?
Yeah, he's not too bad, is he? For a bloke who's built like an 80-year-old man, he goes all right. Yeah, amazing effort to think on top of that. There's 50-odd tests, 43 origins, and he's probably playing better now than he's ever played. And if he can keep some of these big boppers up front like Solomona and Jesse Bromwich around, he can go for a couple more years yet.
Do you reckon Cam Smith even knows what a hashtag is?
No.
He just doesn't seem like a
he's
social
still got
media
the
kind of
Nokia
guy.
3210 on
his We were talking to Josh Reynolds earlier, and he was talking about what James Graham meant to him as another player and the impact he had on him and the club. When you were playing here, Cam Smith, both on and off the field, is that kind of impact personality?
Yeah, without a doubt. The things I admire most about Cameron Smith and why I think he's the best player I've ever seen. It has really nothing to do with what he does on game day. His leadership qualities are unbelievable. The bloke who's the lowest on the roster is just as important as the bloke who's number one on the roster, and he gives equal time to everyone. I know when I first come down here, he came up to me before one day and said, mate, how do you think we should play this game, or what do you think of this move? And I said, why are you asking me? You're the best player in the world. But it just makes you feel important, makes you feel wanted, and you know, it's a real family sort of feel down here. They're away from a lot of their families up in Queensland or New South Wales, and he drives a lot of that and makes everyone feel welcome.
Hey, Finchie, it's Del, mate. How you going, buddy?
Hey, Big Del.
Yeah, good.
Hey,
mate, don't look around. He's not here.
I said, so where did he come from? I said, is that the head noise? Is that Del's coming back to me again?
Wouldn't that be terrible if that was a voice in your head, which Wendell's?
It's like when I was back on Jack Newton's Celebrity Golf Class and I could see Del's voice. I couldn't see him. I could just hear him.
On a serious note, mate, speaking of Cam Smith, it's funny. In that dressing room, you talk about the inner sanctum. He's one of those guys. He's one of the last to leave. You know, there's guys like Darren Lockyer and him that just really enjoyed that moment in the sheds with the boys. And I remember in the third origin there was Cameron Munster and him having a chat at the end there, and it was like 1:15 in the morning, having a beer and having a chat. He loves that time, doesn't he? He's in no rush to get back to the hotel.
He does, and speaking to Smithy, that's probably the part he treasures most, that after a win, and we've all been there. Yep. I haven't been there too often, but Big Del, you won plenty of games over Brisbane, where, you know, the sense of satisfaction of achieving something with your teammates, you're in the inner sanctum away from everyone else, and you just have a couple of beers by yourself, and Smithy doesn't get out of his playing gear for, you know, 3 or 4
yeah,
hours.
That's right.
He's real old school, and he does that a lot too. When we used to go away to Sydney and you'd stay the night, you'd get in the team hotel and you get a couple of cartons of beer and just sit in the team room and drink all night. So, as he's forever the professional, he's real big on that old school sort of mentality, which bringing the team together and leading the charge there. So he's pretty much the whole package as a teammate, Smithy.
Both of these clubs, obviously, you've played for. What are you looking forward to on the footy field this afternoon?
Yeah, I think Parramatta are a good chance. They're a different sort of style than most teams. I think they've got to come here and play a bit of footy to try and get Melbourne sort of out of their comfort zone. If Melbourne start well, I think it'll be a tough day for Parramatta. When they hit the lead, they can just stick to their game plan they like to play, and they just grind into the game because, you know, Melbourne won't beat themselves. So Parramatta, I think, will have to come with a few different things that Melbourne haven't seen, but they've got the quality of players to do it. You know, they've got a few of those Mavericks in the team that they can trouble sides.
Have you seen a more complete Melbourne side?
This is the best team I've seen in the history of the club.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a big call.
For a long time, there was Brett White and Aiden Tolman and Brian Norrie, Hinchcliffe, Dallas Johnson. Terrific clubmen. Tough as teeth. Will work all day for you. But they're just real grinders and grafters. And now the forward pack and the skill and the size and the speed. And then you chuck in Munster. You've got Chambers, who's probably the best centre in the world. And the two wingers.
Freaks.
There's so much strike where, obviously, the big three still have a huge say in what goes on, but they're just potent right across the field, and they can play different styles. You know, if they need to bash it up through the middle, they're big enough and ugly enough to handle that, or if they want to throw the footy around, they've got strike everywhere.
The thing I love watching about Melbourne this season, Finchie, is they continue to evolve their attack. So once upon a time, like when you were here, they always had those great systems, but they weren't always the best side to watch in terms of entertainment. Mate, this year, because of those wingers and because of the second phase that they're prepared to play in terms of taking risks, it is a brilliant brand of footy to watch.
It is, and I guess they've never had the chance to do that, probably because the roster, they've had a lot more grinders or workers in the forward pack, which they've probably meant they had to stick to the structures and not play outside that. But with the skill level they've got now on the team, just opens up to so many different types of game plans they can play, and like you said, Hoops, the wingers, you know,
this is their window though, boys. I mean, you just made a big statement there, Finchie, and it's hard not to agree, but you know, with these guys coming through that you mentioned, guys like Munster, guys like Asofa Solomona, Tohu Harris is leaving next year. I mean, these guys are going to demand big money when they're off contract next time. At the moment, these guys are probably, you know, they can keep all within the salary cap. They've probably got 1 or 2 years to make this work. And then you've got, you know, Cooper Cronk leaving next year. You've got Billy at the back end of it. How many years has Cam got? Melbourne Storm need to strike, and you kind of think that it needs to be this year.
I think that's one plus of having those big three around. They'll know. You know, there's not too many opportunities. You put yourself in this position. You know, they've been so dominant all year. And they'll know you don't get many chances to have a crack at a grand final and win a grand final with such a quality side in good form. So, you know, you're right, Gerds. In the next couple of years, the big three will head off. And you talk about blokes like Munster. He's going to be an Origin player. He'll probably be in the World Cup at the end of the year. So the money are going to come for other guys as well.
Actually, sorry, mate. Speaking of big days, Finchie, mate, when are you getting married?
January next year, mate.
I haven't got the invite yet, mate, but anyway, so yeah.
It's in the mail.
You're in barrier 41, Will.
I'll be the Bucks. I'll host your Bucks.
It's an emergency.
I was actually supposed to have it last year, but I stuffed that up, so hopefully I don't stuff it this time. I've only got a couple of months to get through, so I'm doing all right so far. Fingers crossed, boys.
Stay with us. We've got Brett Finch. This is Saturday Triple M NRL. We do it for Bryden's Lawyers. Obviously, the legal landscape can be confusing. See if you have a claim. Just ask the question at askbrydens.com.au.
Triple M rocks the NRL for Bryden's Lawyers. Protecting your future. 1, 2, 3, 4. Never miss a minute of the footy.
Too good. Oh, mate.
Download the Triple M NRL app and listen anywhere. Hallelujah. This is Saturday Triple M NRL.
Ryan Girdler, James Hooper, Wendell Saylor, Tony Squires and Brett Finch with you on this Saturday afternoon from Amy Park in Melbourne. Beautiful day as we speak. Cool. Temperature tipped to be 12 degrees. Come kick off at 4 o'clock this afternoon. Perfect for a game of footy. It is a qualifying final. Right now, because Brett Finch is with us, a veteran of both of these clubs and a man who's spent some quality time in this beautiful city of ours, Melbourne, I thought we'd play this game.
Ladies and gentlemen, 3 in 5.
I love Tony Sessions. I love the 3 in 5.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
3 in 5.
We only play it for that opener, Finchy, really. That's the only reason. Look, if you haven't played it before or played along while you listen,
big fan of the show.
Yeah, I know. He plays along in the
plays
car.
Along at home.
Yeah, I understand.
Bips a horn.
Finchy. Yeah. Use your horn as your buzzer. It's good. Yeah. All right. Now, it's a very, very simple operation. I ask a question. You have to give us three answers. The questions are very simple. The problem is that the pressure of having only 5 seconds in which to answer is where most of these three gentlemen fall over every week. I think I'll start, because it is Cameron Smith, because it is his 356th game, that record-breaking milestone, absolutely amazing. I've sort of themed the quiz around Cameron Smith. And I'm going to start with you, Hoops. Are you ready for this?
Yep.
Could you name 3 years in which Cameron Smith played in grand finals?
2007, 2009, 2012.
2007, 2012 is correct. He played in 2006. He played in 2007.
Suspended.
And missed in 2008. Suspended, yes, indeed. All right, well, you got two, though.
Was he on last year?
Yes, 2016.
Yeah. Did you want to say that, Hoops?
Yeah.
No, left that one.
You didn't say that one. Yeah.
The clock got...
In fact, that was pretty... Yeah, that was the pressure. See, that's what I'm talking about, Finchie. You can see how that...
I know all about succumbing to pressure. Any time was applied to me on the football field, I crumble.
And off it.
Hey.
Mate, he's not the last runner to
there. We're in the same boat there, big fella.
Don't bring me down with you, mate. Come on, mate.
I'm taking you down with you.
All right, Gerds, Cameron Smith.
Voices in my head again.
Freaks you out, doesn't it? All right, Ryan Girdler, could you name three hookers who have captained grand final wins?
No.
Roy Simmons.
Cameron Smith, Stephen Edge would have been there.
Greg Alexander was the captain.
Well, he was halfback. Oh, did he play for hooker?
Oh, right. Technicality.
Exactly.
How many do I get, huh?
None. Okay, Wendell Saylor. That's your worst of the year, by the way.
Yeah.
Wendell Saylor, Cameron Smith, the name Smith, obviously one to be reckoned with. A couple of weeks ago, Jake Trbojevic told me that his father, he and Tom's father, when booking a restaurant, would use the name Smith because theirs was so difficult. Yeah. Spell Trbojevic.
Yeah, T-R-O-J-B. Oh, I don't know. I don't care. But you know what? They're a very talented family.
Spell Wendell.
D-E-double-L. Yeah. I'm known as Dell. No Wendell.
I'm going to give you one for that because you beat Ryan.
Thank you,
bro. Okay, Brett Finch, here it is. Yeah. This is for you. Could you please name the best three clubs in Melbourne these boys could go out to tonight? Take your time.
The Precinct, Swan Street, Bridge Hotel.
That's not a club, that's a pub.
That's all right.
Well, how old are you? 21?
I feel like it.
You're going to get back on the dance floor now.
Yeah, exactly.
Is the carousel still there?
I think Wendell does his best work at Revolver down here, don't you, Wendell?
Brett Finch, you are the winner. Stick around, though. We've got plenty to come. This is Saturday Triple M NRL for Brighton's Lawyers.
Triple M Rock Saturday Arvo Footy for Brighton's Lawyers. Protecting your future.